Now tell me about your struggle and I can tell you about mine.
Welcome, friends. This is the Underground Writing Podcast for the week of October 22nd, 2018. I'm Matt Mallion, director of Underground Writing.
And I'm Alvin Shim, producer for the Underground Writing Podcast. On our biweekly podcast, we read and discuss a piece of writing by an underground writing student and briefly update listeners about what's happening in the program as a whole. Because we're a creative writing program serving at-risk populations, we do not mention students by name. We hope you enjoy this edition of the podcast.
Today we're going to talk about three pieces from What No One Ever Tells You, which is the upcoming book, Underground Writing's first anthology of student writing. We've been working on it for quite some time, and we're excited that it will be released in December 2018. And these pieces make up the title poem, which is actually a series of poems that will be braided throughout the book, each titled What No One Ever Tells You. So some poems in this series tend towards what we might say is heavy material. We've also done prompts in workshops where I've asked students to do things like, tell us what no one ever tells you, and take it from a positive angle, like your dreams, good things that have happened to you. And then we also write on the other side of things. And I think naturally the students want to process things that are harder in their lives. And when I first started with underground writing, and some of the other teaching writers, I think, felt this way too. Sometimes you felt almost bad that this heavy stuff was being discussed, or maybe apprehensive to go to those places. But what we found out is that the students really want to share it because they need to process it. They have been things that are hidden or things that are underground, and they are things that no one ever tells, you know, and so they want to talk about it. And so they're good things to, once they're voiced, then we can talk about them. So we're going to do something a little different today on the podcast than we've done before. Usually we read a piece or two of writing by a student, and then we have Alvin, you and I will do some commentary on them, talk about them. But today we're just going to read the three pieces. I'll talk about what site they come from, and then we're just going to let the pieces sit there and be what they are. And the reason for this is I think the pieces speak for themselves. So we want to keep things simple and streamlined and let the pieces just exist there and how they are. So the pieces today come from our Skagit County Juvenile Detention Site and our YMCA Oasis Daylight Center site. And I'll be reading three pieces. So as we let these poems sit in their simplicity on the show here, we're going to insert some silence between each piece. So we'll read the piece, a bit of silence, and then we'll read another piece. What no one ever tells you. What no one ever tells you is that my dream wasn't to be incarcerated in juvenile detention, nor to be incarcerated in prison in the future. What no one ever tells you is that a dream I once thought about was to see the whole world, every inch. What no one ever tells you is it's sometimes better not to. What no one ever tells you. What no one ever tells you is that they're hurting. No one tells you about their dark side. They try to put a mask on their emotions. What no one ever tells you is their true feelings, either good or bad. They hide feelings they are embarrassed of. What I never want to tell you is goodbye. I want to last forever. I never want to eventually forget you or what you look like. I never want to see your smile torn into a frown. What no one ever tells you. What no one ever tells you is about the dreams they have when they sleep, about how they never want to go back to sleep in fear of those dreams. What no one ever tells you is about how they dream the future because they can never tell. What no one ever tells you is the dream they had about you, in fear of it actually happening.
What's going on in the world of underground writing?
Some really great news that we received on October 5th, 2018, which was a Friday. In the afternoon, we got word that we had received a grant from the Washington State Arts Commission, which is the state level, the state equivalent of the National Endowment for the Arts. So it's a pretty big deal. And we received a grant in support of the book, What No One Ever Tells You. This was something that was applied for in the summer. So this is great news, and it carries with it a number of benefits. So it pays for publication of the book, which is great and needed, and we're grateful for that. It also increases the book's publicity, and therefore it broadens the scope of our students' voices, getting those out into our communities here locally and in Skagit County in Washington, but beyond the borders of our state as well. It raises awareness about the underground writing program, and it gets us on the map in Washington State as far as the arts community. And a final thing that I think is really great for the program is it also bodes well for future grant applications with them. So it's a kind of a multi-pronged and very beneficial thing for us that I and everybody involved with underground writing very excited about. We sent communication out to our advisory board and network of community collaborators and our board, and everyone's excited. We therefore get to put, you know, the Washington State Arts Commission logo on our book promo materials and on the book. So last week I was talking with a key person in leadership at the Washington State Arts Commission. I just had some questions to go over. Very, very kind guy. And we had a conversation just about some questions I had, but he said, the panels just really, really liked what was going on in the program. They want this to be a long-term relationship. So if there are some words that you might want to hear from a grants program manager at this level, those are the words. So very exciting. And I think the one thing I come out of it feeling is just an immense gratitude for the work that has happened and the work that continues to happen and the work that's yet ahead. Underground writing's only been around for a little over 3 years, and a lot has happened in those 3 years, and a lot of hard work has gone into it. However, there are things that one cannot control, and I just feel very grateful to be part of it, for our teachers to be part of it, for the people that are involved with us, you, Alvin, to be part of it, our book designer to be part of it, teaching writers, advisory board, community collaborators, everyone. I'm just very grateful for everyone and grateful for the program and grateful for this this kind of official endorsement and goodwill from the Washington State Arts Commission. So thank you, Washington State Arts Commission, and we're grateful. Our cover for What No One Ever Tells You was designed by a local designer and artist, Nathan McGeehee. Great designer, good guy, lives locally. And to a person, everyone I've talked to about the cover design has just loved it. So I want to give him a shout out for that. We're really glad that he could be a part of it and excited about the cover. And also want to mention that part of the Washington State Arts Commission backing is that we will have their logo on the book. So it's like an official stamp of approval, but it also gives them some PR as we get the book out into the public. And that you can see that logo, you know, on the Washington State Arts Commission website, or you can also see it in the little image that will represent this episode of the podcast. And we're excited about that. And again, back to the person in leadership at the Washington State Arts Commission that I was talking to, said directly, "We are proud to have our logo on your work." So again, just feel very, very grateful for their backing and their excitement, which matches our excitement. So I'm glad to have that and grateful for it. You can make a difference, but you have to make some noise. We have to stay together, united, together, we're fighting. Today's featured writing is from What No One Ever Tells You, Underground Writing's first anthology of student writing. The book is scheduled for release in December 2018.
We'll have another episode for you in a couple of weeks. Let us know what you thought about this episode. email us at info@undergroundwriting.org, connect with us via our website, undergroundwriting.org, and spread the word about our work by mentioning us on social media.
The Underground Writing Podcast is recorded and produced by Alvin Shim and Underground Writing. You can access it via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and other podcast outlets, as well as on our website, where we include links of interest connected to items mentioned in each episode.
Our current theme music for this podcast is provided by Luis Lopez and the Migrant Leaders Club in the Mount Vernon School District. I'm Alvin Shim.
And I'm Matt Mallion. Thanks for listening.
United together, we're fighting. There is no more fear, and there is no more hiding. Cause for now, we're surviving, and surviving is living. We are human beings, and we should not be divided.